I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello mga kapitbahay, Athena here. At may chika ako. If mahilig ka mag-shopping, magugustuhan mo to. Shopping just got a whole lot better with GoTime Bank. GoTime Bank gives you reward points when you shop, o diba? And points can be redeemed as cash with a simple tap in the GoTime Bank app. Gusto niyo yon? Not only does GoTime Bank offer interest rates 50 times higher than traditional banks, but it also provides 3 free bank transfers to other banks per week. With GoTime Bank, you can send, shop, and save with ease and confidence knowing that your money is safe and secure. Download the GoTime Bank app today and open an account in less than 5 minutes. We love it! Visit www.gotime.com.ph for more details. It's go time, mga kapitbahay!
Podcast Network Asia.
Ah, sila na yung mga tipong di nag-iingat tas kung ano.
Sabi na nga. Kalimba, may sakit ako, di ba? Para kalimba, masakit yung chan ko, masakit yan. Oh, inumin mo to. Gawin mo to. Napanood ko yan sa TikTok. Parang,
pag nagkasakit yung mama nyo or magulang nyo, sabi nyo, kakakin, di-crush nyo yan.
Hello, mga kapitbahay. This is Yudes.
This is Ina.
This is Sari.
This is Natalie.
And Athena here.
And y'all are listening to Cool Matters.
All right. Ang kalmado natin, why?
Kailangan talaga, ano? Sustained, no? Para ano? Kasi hindi, kasi buwabawi tayo. Mga bakla kayo. Buwabawi tayo kasi di ba wala tayong episode last week. Kasi bakit nga ba tayo walang episode last week? Wala kasi...
We have our scheduling issues.
We have our scheduling issues.
You know, kasi ang dami naming appointments. And so we're busy persons. May sakit si Kuya Yudes. Busy ako kasi namili ako ng ref at ano ba to? Washing machine.
So, simple flex na bagong ref.
Guys, you know, adulting na.
Oh my God, ano washing machine binili mo?
Panasonic.
Mama, automatic Panasonic. Ba yan?
Panasonic automatic washing machine.
Yes, ang binili ko it. Sharp.
Talaga, nabudol ako kasi ng homebody sa Panasonic na to, automatic machine.
Alam mo, pangarap ko din ng automatic washing machine kaso ang hina ng tubig sa Malibay. Hello! Pasay City Governor Char.
Yung binili kong sharp, pwede siya sa ano low pressure water.
Yes, talaga.
Tapos automatic din yun.
Try ko siya. Pag ako din, mami, mili na.
Ang cute, ang ganda nung akin kasi mini-measure niya kung gaano kabigat yung ano. Tapos ina-adjust niya yung labahin mo bago siya mag-start maglaba. Ang galing. It's so awesome. Ito na yung mga hilig ko ngayon, guys.
Alam mo, ang tatanda na natin, guys. Ha? Ito na yung dito na tayo natutuwa. Dati,
ito na yung signs of success. Char!
Sana bumilis pa. Sana dumami pa yung size of success, no? And tama yung mga napag-uusapan. Magandang pasakali, ano, because for our topic today, which is, you know, actually wala pang title to episode to. Mamaya pa namin pag-iisipan after recording. Pero this episode is, ano, inspired or rather, parang we were, na pag-isipan namin na magandang pag-usapan to ngayon. Especially now, I think na, you know, for a lot of millennials, no, now we're now at that age we're in, the presumption is we're already at a comfortable juncture in our careers. And for the Gen Zs, for the older Gen Zs, they're already at that stage where in adulthood or the pressures of adulthood or of the quote-unquote real world is already impinging dun sa horizon nila or sa reality nila. No?
And also, alam mo, actually, maganda nga tong topic na to for all kinds of ages kasi especially lalo na sa millennials, I think, kasi sila yung parang nagiging mga naririnig ko na nagiging ang tawag dito breadwinner, mga ganon. Kasi
yeah, marami na talaga na millennials kaya na nagiging breadwinner na by default because you know, at the stage of their life.
Age din ng mga parents nila is like hindi pa modernize enough. Kasi ngayon, luckily, yung mga, kunyari tayo, if we became parents, you know,
I think we'll have a very different perspective on how to, you know, child rearing, on becoming a parent, the responsibilities of it, and all that stuff. Now, so and this was also spurned by a recent public event. Kung maalala ninyo, para naging hot topic din, di ba? Kasi nakikiuso na kami ngayon, guys. Kasi,
oh, guys, you know,
we're bata pa kami. Char.
And Gen Z kaming lahat.
Gen Z kaming lahat, diba?
How do you... Gen Z kami lahat, tapos naka...
Gen Z kami lahat. Girl, no cap.
for real.
How do you do, fellow youths?
Mm-hmm. Girl.
How do you do, guys? So diba? Cool.
So diba, yung in a very popular noontime show, there was a segment wherein one of the guests or rather of the players, diba? Nagkaroon siya ng platform doon, tapos para kausapin yung anak niya, and they were in a very well-meaning way, she was asking her son to take care of them when they grow old, to be successful. No, those are bad wishes, no? But then one of the hosts, Maine Mendoza, no, she was very parang ate, parang 7 years old parang si Baguette, diba? May mga ganun na, saka bata pa rin naman kayo. May ilalaban pa natin to. So today we're going to talk about those that kind of Filipino culture, the for better or worse, the kind of culture that forces the children or yung mga anak na to become successful para sila yung magiging mag-aahon para sa pamilya nila. No? Pag-usapan natin the good and the bad of it, and is it something that we can avoid? Is it something that we could change? Is it something that we should throw away entirely? And we'll do as much as we can, give it the time that we have, and hopefully we can come up with, you know, with satisfiable conclusions for this one. No? Sige. Siguro a good way to start this is, personally, kayo ba, have you ever felt that pressure to be successful because, you know, for the sake of your family?
Ako hindi.
Ako hindi. So,
pero kasi Japanese household kami. It's just that I think sa Pilipinas lang yata uso yon, hindi ko sure ha, pero hindi naging kaso sa amin na hindi ako yung breadwinner ng family. Kahit pwede naman, kahit feeling ko alam nilang kaya ko naman, pero hindi talaga yun yung path na napili ko since nung umalis ako sa bahay namin for college. Though yung sister ko, hindi ko rin naman siya masisisi if she has that kind of thinking na bakit ako yung may hawak ng family business, eh, ikaw yung panganay. Ganon. Pero,
oh my God, same tayo sari. Ganyan din sa kapatid ko na nangyari. Kasi nag-know ako eh.
Sino bang may sabi na dapat ako yung may hawak niyan dahil ako yung panganay? Na ako dapat ang mag-handle ng family because ako yung panganay. Not because I'm older, I cannot do what I want. It's just that, though feeling ko, mangyayari siya if hindi ako na unang umalis ng bahay. Ganon. Pero ang nangyari kasi hindi eh, nabigyan ako ng opportunity to actually chase what I want. And issue din yung mga kapitbahay namin sa amin na parang, bakit yung bunso yung may hawak ng negosyo? Bakit yung bunso yung may hawak ng pamilya? Eh wala ako dyan eh. Matagal na akong wala dyan. Ganun. And it doesn't really matter to me. Ang issue lang talaga sa akin is if ipipilit sa'yo tapos hindi ka naman capable pa, or alam mo yun, mag-enjoy ka muna ng kabataan mo.
Yeah.
Ikaw, Natalie, was that ever been...
Si ate muna para makaalis siya.
Oh guys, sorry, magpa-pump na ako kasi nagli-leak na yung dede ko. Pero ako, wala. Kasi, to be honest, especially nung time ko, nung bata ako, hindi naman kami, parang remember nyo yung crisis sa economy ng Pilipinas. Parang dumating siya high school nata or college.
Mm-hmm.
So, nung bata ako, walang ganong pressure. Yung pressure lang is, ang nakakatawa yung lola ko, gusto niya akong mag-stewardess or mag-nurse. Kasi yun yung uso dati, diba? Mm-hmm. Ang nakakatawa, syempre, pandak ako. So, either of those two. Hindi ako. Kasi, I think
may
dati
meron. May requirement ba ang nurse?
Ang alam ko dati meron. So, so gusto niya akong mag-nurse or mag-newscaster. Mm-hmm. Wala any of those. Although, nag-broadcom ako nung college.
Uso yun dati, yung ano, pag magka-college ka, mag-nursing ka para maka-abroad ka. Ganun.
Oo, yeah. Ganun. Mm-hmm. Yun. Pero walang pressure for na parang ikaw mag-aahon sa atin. Ano lang, parang, kasi yun yung uso. Parang ganun yung laging statement ng lola ko. Na, ano yun, na kailangan makapag-aaral ka na mabuti para makapag-stewardess ka or makapag-nurse ka. I think it was more of the idea na kapag nakapag-abroad ka, successful ka. Yun yung measurement eh. So parang ganun yung nire-require sa amin. Hindi naman nire-require, parang lagi lang akong nilalambing ng lola ko na mag-aaral ka na mabuti, mag-nurse ka. Kung sa Pilipinas ka naman, mag-journalist daw ako or newscaster, ganun. Gusto ko lang i-share, guys. Nag-hand express lang ako. Pinipisil ko lang yung best ko. Sobrang dami nung palo. Anyway. So, ayun na, di ba? Pero nung high school na ako, tsaka nung college, di ayan na, di ba? Parang nagkaroon ng like, sudden turn sa... Hindi naman sudden, no? It was bound to happen. Yung economy ng Pilipinas wasn't doing so well. Yung dad ko, parang he really, really worked so hard. Para hindi kami, so we wouldn't feel it. May ganun yung magulang, diba? So we wouldn't feel it na naghihirap tayo. Although, parang I really, early on pa lang, high school pa lang, I was already getting that talk na, ina, hindi tayo mayaman, alam mo naman, na parang magtipid-tipid tayo. Tapos parang kasi diba dati, may notion na kapag private school ka, parang sobrang bongga, sobrang good education. Although, kailangan natin i-debunk yun, ano? Ang dami, especially pag pumasok ka sa school, sa college, ang daming taong galing sa public schools, na sobrang galing nila.
Talino, oh my God.
Talino nila. Tapos parang ikaw na parang ako private. Parang ganun yun eh. Pag private school educated ka, feeling mo pagdating mo sa real world, ang galing-galing mo. Paglabas mo, shit. Ang gobo ko pala. Yung ganun. So parang yung dad ko, parang he really, really, really worked na hindi kami ilipat sa public kasi nga yung notion dati, mas better yung education sa private. Pero parang walang pressure sa amin na ikaw mag-aahon sa amin. Pero yung dad ko was just always saying na kailangan mag-work ka, ay mag-aral ka ng mabuti so that hindi ka, parang in a sense, he didn't say it exactly this way, parang hindi ka maging tulad sa akin or something like that. Yeah. But looking back, I realized it's not entirely his fault. It was really a crisis. Everybody was having such a hard time. So, ako, I went by in life na parang, syempre pag bata ka, parang lalabas lang yun sa tenga mo. But now I realize na parang, shit, alam mo, totoo pala talaga yan, everything your parents ever will say to you will make sense pag ikaw na yung nasa posisyon nila. Kasi parang, alam mo yon, parang ngayon may anak na ako. And I actively avoid statements like that na parang, dude, paglaki mo magiging ganito ka para yumaman tayo. Walang ganon. O doon nagjo-joke lang kami ng asawa ko na parang, etong bata, ano to, starira ito, child star to, ganyan. Pero, you know, I don't want to put that pressure on her. Ako, ang feeling ko kasi as a millennial na ako dumaan tayo mismo. Di ba, tayong millennials, grabe yung economic crisis na dinaanan natin. And we saw our parents suffer. And ako, thankful ako yung dad ko tsaka yung mom ko. They never pressured us na iahon sila sa kahirapan. But we were always telling us na, because they thought that was the solution. It is really the solution.
Sila yung nagsasabi na yung ano, education lang yung mapapamana.
Oo, pero parang ano, it's one of the solutions. It's one of the solutions, but it's not entirely it. Na parang sinasabi nila na, yun nga, yung mag-aral ka mabuti para maging successful ka, ganyan. Hindi siya pressure. Pero ngayon, ako, bilang dumaan ako ng economic crisis, at hindi ko pinapataw sa anak ko yung, ayoko ipataw sa anak ko yung pressure na gano'n. Ang akin lang, I always just want her to be happy. Kasi as a millennial, nadaanan ko yung crisis na ganito na, di ba dati, sa nung panahon ng magulang natin, kahit nag-office ka lang, makakabili ka ng bahay. Makakabili ka ng kotse, lahat ng, tas every summer, nagbabakasyon kayo ng pamilya mo, tas nag-office lang kayo. Alam mo yun?
Tas mga, yung sa movie pa, yung mga trabaho nila, nasa nag-bank teller, tas may mga bahay sila, lalaki. Oh. Sa mga 70s na Filipino movie, parang,
Weird. Oo, diba? Tapos parang, tapos naalala ko, 90s lang to na movie, ah, ni Claudine Barreto. Sabi niya, ay, ano ang saya-saya ko, nakakuha ako ng student assistant na trabaho sa library. Ang laki ng sweldo, 2.5. Tapos parang ako, pukin gina yung 2.5. Ang laki-laki! Ah! Pero alam mo yan, as a person na dumaan sa, you know, yung inflation and a lot of crisis, I don't wanna, kasi parang dati, yung measurement mo ng success, and sometimes that's the source of a lot of the, you know, woes ng millennials na yeah. Hindi pa ako successful kasi wala akong bahay, wala mm-hmm. akong kotse, wala akong kondo. Pero once you realize that it's not, you know, you're struggling very much and hindi ka nagkukulang. It's just that, you know, the system that we are in, it's very, very hard to do that now. So ako, parang yung upgrade sa ginawa na magulang ko, nagagawin ko kay Duday is that I just want her to be happy. Yun yung lagi ko sinasabi. I want her to be happy and I want her to be successful sa measurement ng sa measurement niya ng pagiging successful niya. Kasi ang hirap sabihin na, oh, dapat may kotse ka namin. Yun yung mga bagay na panahon ng magulang natin yun. Tapos nung trinay ko i-apply sa sarili ko na bakit ako wala akong kotse? Bakit ako wala akong bahay? And then you realize na yung mga kaibigan mo na makaklase mo that they have these big cars and big houses. Parang a lot of them, sariling sikat nila yun. But some of them, tinulungan din sila ng parents nila. So yun yung sinasabi na, na generational wealth. Kaya ako wala naman akong gano'n nila. Kasi nga my father and my mother really, really worked hard para lang hindi namin maramdaman dati na nahihirapan kami. And siguro gano'n din yung mangyayari kay Duday. Pero yung level up ko is that I don't want napatawan siya ng anything like that. Na parang, oh, maging successful ka, mag-a-abroad ka. Walang gano'n. Kasi until now, my parents are like that. My dad, parang he keeps saying na, oh, hindi pa ba kayo magmamigrate ng asawa mo? Yung dali mo na yung anak mo, ganyan. Parang ako, pa, okay lang naman kami dito sa Pilipinas. Sabi niya, yung mga pinsan mo nag-migrate na kasi para ano, madalian ka. I mean, to be fair sa magulang ko, sa father ko especially, it always was always our comfort that he was thinking about. Na parang mag-migrate ka for your own good. Walang pressure na ganun. But yeah, I would understand other parents. Although it's wrong, but you understand why. Because, yun nga, it's a system that's eating them up. It's not that they're lacking. To be fair naman kay Maine, totoo yun. Bata pa yung magulang, pwede pa silang magbakas. But at the same time, you're going against a system na, you know, how much you work, you're not gonna rise to a billionaire level. Walang ganang sis. Yeah, walang ganang sis. Hindi kayo magiging milyonaryo. You can't be comfortable.
Nepo babies lang may ganon.
Nepo babies lang yan. Pero magiging comfortable kayo. Kaya na. Pero hindi din tama na ipataw mo sa anak mo yon thinking that your child will make you a millionaire. Parang siso lang gano'n. Unless, mga pangasawa siya ng mayaman, manalo siya ng loto, or wala, dumb luck. Parang maging artista siya, tapos biglang mo sobrang yaman. Parang gano'n. So, yun. As a parent, I always actively say that in my head. I don't wanna pressure my daughter into anything she doesn't want. Kasi nga, di ba? Kawawa naman yung anak mo. Parang bata pa lang, ay, dapat mag-abroad ako. Ay, dapat ganyan din.
Yeah.
Ayun.
How about you, Natalie, Athena? Did you ever feel that kind of pressure for you?
Like, ako naman, I have to acknowledge my privilege na parang never naman ako na-pressure into like, ikaw yung magpapa-ano sa amin, magtataguyod sa amin or whatever. Kasi, my mom was very responsible naman. Like sa pag-provide ng pang-tuition, ng mga basic needs namin at the same time. Siguro naka-help din na broken family kami. Ito siguro yung isa sa perks. Kasi parang ang nai-instill sa'yo is sundin mo yung dreams mo. Kasi wala ka naman pamilya na iintindihin eh. Like magkahiwalay yung parents ko. Like mama ko may sarili siyang work. Papa ko may sarili siyang work. So, sino itataguyod ko? Eh, magkahiwalay sila. Tapos parang ano, so, isa yun sa privilege na natanggap namin. Siguro iba yung kind of pressure and in fairness, dahil nga naging close kami ng kapatid ko lately. Mas pressure siguro between like, alam nyo ba yung nagkaroon ng TikTok trend about sa mirror middle child?
Glass child.
Glass child and yung black sheep. So, pag ina-express nung kapatid...
I'm sorry. Grabe, sanggang...
Since parang
glass child,
nag-refuse parang ka yata ng, ayun, ikaw na lang, go.
Pag glass child ka, ikaw yung preferred child, parang golden child, parang kumbaga.
Parang oo, yung golden child. Parang ang nangyari sila, nagkaroon sila ng pressure to be that kasi hindi ako yung nag-step up. Parang ang nangyari, ako yung tipong hindi, ayoko to. Parang ako yung, that's the moment I got a chance to get out of there, umalis ako. Tapos siya yung naiwan. So siya yung na-pressure na, dahil nga ako yung flaky, ako yung hindi masyadong responsable, sila yung napilitan na maging
so
responsable for the family.
Glass child,
Glass child dyan si Chanel. So parang, alam mo yun, nagkaroon ng pressure kasi si Chanel, nung pagdating namin dito sa US, may business yung mami ko.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
So, ang business na yun, parang ang ina-expect na. Noong una nga, dahil nung panganay ako. Actually, hindi na eh. Kasi nung sa Pilipinas pa lang, talagang na, sinabi ko na sa kanila, ayoko na, ayoko. Kasi any responsibilities, hindi na nila sa akin inasa. Kay Chanel na. Like, and yung pagbabayad ng house, ng car, sa kanya na-transfer lahat ng pangalan, tinanggal sa akin kasi nga, nag-opt out na ako. So, pagdating dito, nasa kanya na rin yung pressure na siya yung tutulong sa business. So, lalo na nung umalis na ako ng bahay, tapos nag-move in na kami together ni Kelvin that time, mag-asawa kami. Doon niya naramdaman na parang siya yung nagpapatakbo, na parang hala, parang ang unfair kasi hindi naman siya yung panganay. Na parang ako, nakakonsensya rin kasi, alam mo yun, nagkaroon sila ng damage sa ganun. Meron siya, may mga emotional damage na hindi ko nakita. Kasi nga, ang individualistic ko mag-isip, ako lang. Like, mag-work ako for me, magiging successful
pero
ako for me. Okay, fine.
There's
nothing wrong with that. Pero like, tipo, may mindset pa rin naman ako na kapag umaman ako, sige, tutulong naman ako sa family. Ganun. Pero yes, like,
alam mo, magandang ano yan, magandang topic yan for
individual
later.
Individual topic. Actually, ibahin natin yung topic. But yeah, I have to acknowledge my privilege. Wala akong ganun. Siguro, I think my parents, na hindi ako nakaka-relate sa parang, ikaw yung magtataguyod. Ayun.
For me, no, in fairness, like Ate Nakre, I have to acknowledge din my privilege. Kasi I think...
Rich kids pala tayong lahat, gago. Never time privilege.
Rich. Siguro,
swerte lang with parents, I guess.
My parents are really hardworking. I think yun yung sa akin, instead of, kasi hindi din naman galing sa yaman si mama and papa. They just really worked hard for what kuya and I had when we were young. So I have to acknowledge that na they were cool parents. For me, cool parents sila kasi lahat ng mga classmate ko parang meron this pressure on them to be the breadwinners. And also, I'm the youngest child. So, ano mo yun? So, the pressure really wasn't on me. Na kay kuya siya if it's
a parent. Magandang point yan. Kasi feeling ko yung ate ko, na-pressure siya. Feeling ko ako hindi. Magandang point na ano, no? Minsan it's the eldest. Minsan.
So, ang sa akin naman, hindi yung pressure na ako yung mag-aangat or kaming yung mga anak yung mag-aangat sa hirap sa kanila, it's more of like yung pressure na I have to give back something to them when it comes to, alam mo yun, yung kapag sinabi na, oh, pag nakagraduate ka na, ibalik mo sa amin yung pinangpaaral namin. Parang ganun. Parang, syempre, yung they paid for my studies, they paid for my housing, they paid for my food nung bata pa ako. Which, I mean, di ba responsibility ng parents? Pero, syempre, siguro pagka mainit yung ulo nila, ganun or something, like, naiisip nila na parang, syempre, as learning parents, parang minsan may thought sa back of their heads na parang ano pinapakain, parang gano'n, parang ano ba na itutulong sa buhay ko, parang siguro gano'n yung iniisip nila. So parang sinasabi nila na pa, oh, ibalik mo sa amin yan when pagka nakagraduate ka na at nagkaroon ka ng trabaho, ibalik mo sa amin yung pinapaaral namin sa'yo. Parang no, syempre pag narinig mo yan, mag-pressure ka na mag-do well sa school, eh hindi nga ako academically inclined, alam mo yun. So kaya siguro ako natutong mag-find ng comfort in other families because of like, well, madami pang factors. Pero like isang factor yon kasi syempre nakaka-pressure na mag-do well sa school. Kasi syempre yung thinking nila, if you do well sa school, you'll be successful. Di ba? Pero in real world, hindi naman talaga. It's like, it's
experience. It helps, but that's not the end all.
Yes. Kaya, syempre, pagka wala kang track record, especially si Kuya, academically inclined siya. And then, ako, I'm the talented kid. I'm the talented kid. So, like, parang ako lang pinapakanta nila every... Yun lang ang, ano ko, ang bag ko sa pamilya. Parang ako yung taga, ano, taga-kanta every outing, parang ganun, like, pinapasayaw, ganun, pinapakanta. So parang si Kuya, parang lagi yung sinasabi na, ay, ito, madami siyang medal, first honor, keme. Tapos ito si Athena, sumali sa singing contest. Yun lang. Ano ba yun?
At least balanse kayo, no, na magkapatid.
Oh, may artist, may artist. Oh, oh.
Pero alam mo yun, in terms of career paths, nagkapalit kami ni Kuya, and siya na ngayon yung nasa artistic world and siya na ako na ngayon yung nasa ano, mathematics, parang as tech academic.
Parang data.
Oo, ay, ang galing. Oo nga.
Parang nag-change na kami. Ako. Okay, bye. Ate.
Dede na kami. Bye-bye!
Bye-bye!
Ayun, galit
bye,
na.
Day.
Bye-bye! Ayun, galit na ako. Nagtatantrum na. Lab-lab! Ang susun dyan na si mama. Paano ako alis dito?
Actually, okay. Ba, yun, dapat pala yun yung tinapik natin, no? Yung, kasi mas applicable sa atin yun. Na baka nga may golden child and ano, black sheep. Pero anyway.
Yun. So, I think yung glass child sa amin ni Kuya, eh, si Kuya talaga. Kasi I did a lot of...
You had your fair share fun.
Oh, like, I really had the time of my life enjoying whatever I wanted to do. And I think it was because I had the privilege to do so. Hindi ako pin-pressure ng mom and dad ko to provide, like, to do well sa academics. Like, sige, go. Magwalwal ka, whatever you do. Just don't get extra money from us. Like, ikaw, bibigyan ka namin 2-5 per week. Okay na yan. Bahala ka po, Marty. I-manage mo yan. Bahala ka. Ganun. And I think, it also helped me become more independent with myself.
Yeah.
I think yung experience na yun, well, hindi kasi same experience kasi medyo Gen Z, millennial yung parents ko. Hindi sila, siguro natuto din sila sa parents nila na hindi na gawin yun sa kanila, sa mga susunod nila anak. Which I think, you know, good naman sa amin. Yeah. Pero yun lang, na-pressure lang ako nung bata ko to give back na like yung pera, ganun. Kunyari ngayon, nagtatrabaho na ako. Like, na-pressure ako. Kasi sa amin ni Kuya, well, hindi na ako pinapressure ng parents ko ngayon kasi we're in a, medyo okay na yung financially yung position business niyo. Namin. Yung financial position ng both parents ko and wala na akong pinapaaral. Eh, mahal yung tuition ko, diba?
Mas parehas kayo may work na. So, tipo okay na lahat.
Oo. So, ngayon, no pressure na. Pero ngayon, ako naman parang, na-pressure ako kay kuya. Kasi si kuya, super laki ng in-earn niya. So, parang sinasagot niya lahat ng, kunyari, lalabas kami, sinasagot niya lahat. And nagbibigay pa siya na extra money. And ako, syempre kasi very volatile yung, ano, yung earnings ni kuya. So, minsan mas malaki, minsan mas yung steady lang. Eh ako, always steady. Alam mo yun, meron akong allotted money for bills, ganun lang. Like, wala akong extra money always. So,
kasi meron naman yun, may trade-off naman yun.
Yeah. Well, for me kasi, ano ko, I like the stability of it. That's why, I mean, kung kaya ko naman, feeling ko kaya ko din naman humanap ng mga rackets na ganun, but I don't want to because I like the stability. Parang I have this weekend off, kaya ko mag-leave lang, ganun. So, I guess yun yung trade-off ko na hindi ako nakapagbigay sa kanila ngayon. Pero, yun, no pressure sa akin to achieve na yung ako yung mag-aangat sa kanila, but rather yung mag-give back ako after I become, well, successful, kung ano man yun.
Yeah. Alam mo yung nag-pressure pala sa akin na ngayon ko lang na-realize. Tapos hindi pa nga magulang ko. Kasi may tita. Basta yung tita ko kasi, naalala niyo naman yung tita ko mahilig magsugal, di ba? So, tipong siya yung parang naging caretaker namin sa house, ganun-ganun. Tapos siya yung, wala, ganun. Naging caretaker namin siya sa house, free rent and everything. Well, hindi ko alam actually ginagawa niya kasi kaya naman namin gawin yun ni Chanel dahil malaki na naman kami. So, parang biglang nung paalis namin pa US bag, sabi niya, huwag mo kakalimutan na, parang patanda na ako, alam mo nito. So, parang ako, girl, bakit mo ko binibigyan ng pressure na itaguyod ka? Una sa lahat na parents ko nga hindi binigay sa akin yung ganung pressure, ikaw pa. Diyos ko. Parang malamang ako shrug off lang kasi hindi naman siya, hindi siya disabled. Hindi siya anything. So, I guess yun yung time na yun.
Uy, alam mo, actually, malaking part din yung, kunyari, when you live with yung relatives, like, hindi yung family, ah, yung relatives ng family mo. Minsan, sila pa yung nagbibigay ng pressure sa'yo more than your parents.
Actually,
kasi ibang tita ko din, ganun
eh. Magpapasalo ko ng buhay. Wala nga akong anak eh. Tapos parang may sasaluhin na akong buhay. Gago ka ba?
I think on my end naman, all of you, I was very fortunate na my parents had a progressive mindset in terms of raising children, in the sense na sabi nila. It was weird because I was going back dun sa ano, pabiyay na ako naman nila. I was already a graduate, I think a few years after graduation. Tapos pabalik ako naman nila. So, tapos nung, before pa ako nag-MA nito, pila sabi ni mama sa akin, papalis na ako, nagbabay na ako, sabi niya. Oo. Mag-aral na mabuti ha. Tapos bigla niya nahuli sarili niya. Ba't ko sasabihin yun? Graduate ka na. Pero tapos before, then, because of that, bigla na open up yung conversation na para sabi niya, sige, since hindi ka naman nag-aaral, mag-ingat ka na lang. Tapos sabi niya,
mag-ingat
ka na lang. Tapos sabi niya, si dad bigla sumabit sa conversation na, mag-ingat ka na lang, yun na lang yung gawin mo sa Maynila. Kasi huwag mo kami masyadong isipin dito sa bahay kasi yun naman yung rason ba't ka namin pinaaral, ba't ka namin inalagaan. Para pagdating ng araw at wala na kami, kaya mo tumayo sa sarili mong dalawa pa. And when we had that conversation, that's when I think some doors opened in my head how fortunate I really am in terms of, you know, the parents I ended up with, because they never, even growing up, they never made me feel yung I have to be of a certain caliber in order for them to consider me a success. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
But of course, now that they're growing older, no, they have, tapos yung mga kasabayan nila, yung mga barkada nila na nag-ibang bansa because dinala ng magulang anak dun or something. I do understand where that is coming from, na sabi niya. That minsan may mga pasakali si mami na. Usually it comes in very well-meant suggestions na. May scholarship daw sa ano, 'di ba, gusto mong mag-PhD, 'di ba? May scholarship daw sa Australia or sa Singapore. Minsan nagsasend siya ng ganyan sa akin. Sabi niya, baka gusto mo, sabi ko. May pwede naman, pero pasabi ko,
alam mo, you have the credentials for it, eh. So,
totoo.
Promise. Ang dami kong nakikita nag-aaral dito na para ako tang ina yung credentials ni Yudes. Walang-wala to sa credentials ni Yudes. Like,
Thank you.
Pag na-try mo lang mag-apply, try mo lang.
Kasi sige, let's see.
Ang laki ng chance.
Siguro ba nakapublish ako ng paper, ganyan.
Yeah.
Apply ako. Para lang may ano, meron kang leverage na gano'n. Publish
ano. Yung UP nga, sabi ko, sige na nga, try ko na lang para matigil na tong mga to. Para lang matigil na kami sa pagsasuggest. Balay mo biglang, girl, ano ka, Juilliard or something.
Let's see. Diba? Anyway, we should always make that suggestion. And I think the parang just recently, we had a very eye-opening conversation sa kanila na parang sabi nila. Sabi ko si mommy kasi, sabi niya, pangarap daw niya may magpadala sa kanya ng balikbayan. pangarap ko kasi may padala sa akin ng balikbayan box. Sabi ko, ma, kakabukas wala ng balikbayan box galing sa barkada mo a few weeks ago. Parang kailan lang ha? Tapos sabi niya, siyempre gusto ko yung galing sa pamilya. Sabi ko, if it happens, then it happens. Ako naman, very open ako to any opportunities, no? If my chance, then ano, but personally, sabi ko, personally, kung magpupunta ako sa, kung mag-ibang bansa ako, ayoko kayo isama. Sabi niyo, bakit naman? Sabi ko, eh kasi kung magpupunta ako ng ibang bansa, chances are that is for work and not leisure. Ayoko naman yung mangingibang bansa ako, isasama ko kayo doon, tapos ano, maiiwan kayo doon na mag-isa, di ba? Tapos matutulad kayo doon sa mga barkada ninyo na, alam mo yun, na parang yun yung sinabi ko sa kanila, at yun din yung, napag, I think yun din yung, doon din sila na ano eh, na parang I have an uncle na, you know, dito sa Pilipinas, may lupa sila. Alam mo yun? He was a doctor nung kabataan niya. So, yung, he has a lot of people. He is a community pillar in that sense, no? Na parang, but ngayon na nasa America siya, I think Cali nga din eh, Los Angeles, LA area din eh. Pero at nung tinatanong ko, kamusta ka dyan? Wala, nandito lang sa bahay, nakaupo, nanonood, minsan magpa-park, manonood ng tao. Na I think in a way that kind of disabuse yung myth din ng America for them. Na to me kasi that idea of America or abroad being a place of luxury, or being a place of, you know, we're in, alam mo, ang dami mong pwedeng gawin. I think maganda yun if either you're very young or you're very rich. Does that make sense? Kasi ngayon, yung uncle ko, sabi niya parang gusto ko na umuwi ng Pilipinas kasi nasa Amerika nga ako. Tapos alam mo yun, pag nababagot ako, wala akong pwedeng tawagan. Eh kasi doon sa Zambales, parang halimbawa, wala silang ginagawa. Magmomotor lang siya, pupunta siya sa bahay. kakain sila ni dad, iinom sila or something. Alam mo, yung mga ganun bagay, and that is something na hindi nila na-experience ngayon dahil nga nasa ibang bansa sila. Na parang dito sa Pilipinas, established ka na as a person, tapos pupunta ka na Amerika para ano, maging second-rate citizen in a way na parang hindi mo ma-enjoy yung sarili mo, hindi ka makapagpunta sa mga lugar na pwede mong puntahan because, you know, for whatever logistical reason, hindi mo magawa yun. So, parang sabi ko, nag-usap kami na, hindi man kayo nakakaano, hindi pa kayo nakakapunta. Pero at least, alam mo yun, dito sa Pilipinas, and I'm not justifying, no? I'm not justifying anything, but I'm trying to let them see na that's not the case. I have classmates, friends na nasa ibang bansa din, na, you know, they're earning well and good for them. But then, you know, whenever we talk, pag nagkunalimbawa, magkikita kami, nandito sila sa Pilipinas, ang lagi lang nila makikwento is yung sama nila ng loob bilang tao. Para sabi ko, you're live in one of the most exciting cities in the world. And ito lang yung parang naging scope of experience mo. Am I making sense? Para sabi ko, parang pag pinapakinggan ko sa iyo, inisip ko, is that what success is supposed to feel like? I know hard work entails, hard work is non-negotiable on your road to success. I mean, well-earned success. But then, for what, no? Parang yun yung lagi ko iniisip eh, na I have so many friends right now who have made it into the ladder, but then they would always call me or they would always message me and ask just how I'm doing and just to tell them stories. Sabi, I'm pretty sure you have a lot of friends there. Sabi niya, yeah, pero alam mo yun, it's always the same. It's work and stuff like that. And parang sabi nila, yun na ba yun? Yun lagi yun eh. Parang yun na ba yun? Ito na ba yun? Ito na ba yung buhay ko ngayon? Na pag-uusapan lang namin kung ano yung nangyari sa work last week. Na parang sinasabi nila na, yeah, the money's good and that's fine and all of that. But then from there, then what? Diba?
And I think that's one of the things that's going to affect the way, you know, if we do become parents, the way we view and quantify and qualify success.
Because yeah, definitely.
I don't know, huh? I don't know. But in terms of luxury, na-democratize yan yung sa Shopee, we're now able to afford stuff that, you know, hindi natin ma-afford before because, you know, it's now mass-produced when it comes to travel, yung mga piece of fares, because it's now a really booming industry, you know, traveling abroad is not an impossible dream. Or it's not a far away dream as it was a couple of years back.
True.
But so I think the joys that we can find, you know, if we do care to find it or if we make an effort to find it, andun yun eh, yung mga pinapangarap natin on a very material level ng bata tayo, they're available. But now I think in the way we measure success now, it's going to be different as we grow older, diba? I'm pretty sure you've also heard these stories from your friends who left high-paying jobs in order to accommodate to a simpler lifestyle, diba? I think it's a wonderful phenomenon wherein naghahanap na tayo ng ibang ways in which we can define our happiness and our success. But in another case, yun nga yung sinasabi ko kanina eh, na parang if there's a benefit from dun sa, you know, in sa pagte-TikTok and stuff like that, you know, social media, is nagkakaroon na tayo ng individualistic mindset wherein ang pinaprioritize natin is our own life in the way that we want to live our life. But at the same time, iniisip ko, is it possible for us to fully adapt as Asian people or as Filipinos? Is it fully possible for us to adopt a notoriously individualistic lifestyle given yung pagpapalaki sa atin?
Hindi ko sure kasi may maraming Pinoy dito na tipong traditional mindset pa rin. Ang dami kong nakilala dito na with Filipino parents na first generation immigrants. Tas you would think that they would adapt to the culture here na parang hindi, live your dreams, ganyan-ganyan. Pero meron pa rin sila kasi may struggle pa rin sila dito na tipong they're fighting for their food every day, they have to work, kapag hindi sila nag-work, magsa-stop lahat. So, ganun din yung nai-instill nila sa mga anak nila. I swear, na values na parang kailangan mo mag-aral, kailangan sa magandang school ka mag-ano, kailangan maiahon mo yung pamilya natin from wherever we are now. Kahit nasa Amerika na sila.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Kasi napaisip ako niyan kasi
hindi ko alam.
I used to be that person that says, hindi ako magpapadala sa puya ko or hindi ako magpapadala sa mga kapatid ko ng pera kasi ano, buhay nila yan. But now, there would be instances wherein my brother would ask kung may extra ako. And then, alam mo yun, yung the part in me that grew up with that very Western mindset na hindi ako magpapadala. But then, kurot sa puso ko bilang, I don't know.
People pleasing individual.
And I think bilang pagpapalaki Pilipino, I think collectivist tayo eh. Kaya I think doon nanggagaling yung mindset na kung aaahon ng isa, aahon ng lahat.
Ah, true.
Diba?
Yeah.
Parang sabi ko, sige, ano naman, hindi ko naman, sabi nga ng tatay ko, sige na, hindi ko naman ikakapobre yan. Alam mo yun, sige, papadala ako, magkano ba? Yung ganong mindset. Na parang, is there a way, do you think, on personally, do you think we can let go of that? Do you think there's benefit from that kind of mindset?
Kasi diba sa bagong generation now, what we're trying to do is raise a generation of less lonely people. And ganun din yung parents natin eh. Parang I think I would like to believe their childhood was way lonelier than ours. Parang ganun, they tried their best to raise a happy kid. Ganito na yung best nila.
Even on a budget, quality is non-negotiable. That's why Quince is the place to score high-end essentials at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Get your hands on buttery soft cashmere sweaters from just $60, Italian leather jackets, and so much more. And the best part about Quince? They exclusively partner with factories committed to safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Elevate your style without the elevated price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns.
eventually nag-evolve on how we raise kids and posibleng mawala kasi nagiging open mind napapansin ko from an outsider looking in sa inyo dahil sa Pilipinas ngayon girl ang ano na ang open minded na minsan nga mas yung mga nakikilala ko mas open minded pa dyan kaysa yung mga nandito so it's possible come to think of it
but I think kasi Rao we're on opposite extremes nakikita natin yung opposite extremes na I've seen, but I do understand where they're coming from. Hindi ko naman hiningi na ipanganak ninyo ako. Hindi ko naman hiningi na pala pinalaki niyo ako. Di sana tinapon niyo na lang ako. Na, so, hindi ako obligadong tulungan kayo. And may ganun eh. I've encountered people like that. I understand where they're coming from. But I've also seen people na parang, alam mo yun, kung parang sa sweldo nila, parang 5% na lang natitira sa kanila. Literally, yung tinitipid nila yung sarili nila to the extreme na nagkakasakit sila para lang may padala sa pamilya. And I do understand then where they're coming from.
Oo.
No?
Mga kapitbahay, yung mga breadwinners dito, hindi naman namin sasabi, tigilan nyo na. Kasi alam naman namin na parang maraming logistics involved there na. Parents and everything. Like siguro yung pinag-uusapan na lang natin sa how to avoid na para magpalaki ng mga...
Or kaya is there a healthy balance in between?
Parang ganun, something
na
like
parang
that.
Nagbibigay ka, but you also have this individual, parang may tira sa'yo, ganun. Sa pera kasi dito sa Pilipinas, there are certain na work that only allows that. I mean, ako, my work allows it, but yung ibang work that na mas mababa yung sweldo sa akin, I don't think it would work. Especially, lalo na ang mahal-mahal ng Meralco ngayon, ang mahal-mahal ng tubig, mga ganun, ang daming gastos. I understand that I have, meron ako mga kawork na nagbibigay sa ano, that ang tira lang sa kanila is like, yung pambayad lang din nila sa bills nila sa isa. So parang wala na silang pangkain sa Jollibee, ganun. Like wala na silang for leisure. Like I understand all of that. Like pero what we're trying to achieve here is to like, will there be a time wherein we'll have that healthy balance in between na makakapagbigay tayo and also
I think those siguro, are rules that we make up as we go.
Mm-mm.
Siguro parang, ang pwede nating gawin is like,
Go.
Siguro pwede natin gawin now is i-work natin yung way bago tayo like mas maayos na family planning.
I think that really helps.
Yeah, before tayo mag-start ng family, make sure na may trabaho tayong maayos. Hindi naman kailangan mayaman ka bago mag-start ng pamilya. Pero
capable.
At least stable ka. Stable and capable ka to provide for your kids na tipong hindi ka nahihirapan. Naiisip mo, shit, sana yung mama yung anak ko in the future. Hindi malalayo ka sa ganong mindset.
Parang the sad thing about that, it's, maybe I find it sad, but of course, again, different priorities, na parang, hindi mo na nahanap ko ano yung para sa'yo, na gusto mo, because you were already fitted into these responsibilities at an early age.
That's
true. Kaya nga, healthy family planning will play into that. Kasi ako, lagi ko sinasabi sa mga friends ko, like, if hindi ka pa gumagamit ng condom, why? Are you ready for a kid? Are you economically, emotionally, mentally ready for it? I mean, super important na economically ready ka. And hindi lang for like, for diapers, for milk. It's not just that. Papa. Think about the future. Kasi iba na syempre, iba na ang mahal kaya ng tuition ngayon, guys. Alam mo
iba
yun?
Iba na kasi rin yung, ano, yung playing field. Kung nabawa, sabi natin, hypothetically, nag-anak ako ngayon. Yung anak ko will be raised in a radically different environment pagdating sa sa school. Everything is now, because now, whether we like it or not, social media has made everything ultra-competitive.
Oh naman.
Diba? Parang kahit sabihin natin na, hindi, may ano naman, may their... Ang hirap, I mean, ito without getting political eh. Pero pwede naman sila mag-aaral dito. But then, I think hindi mo matatanggal yung ganung mindset
yung thinking mo
na parang, pwede siya mag-aaral dyan. But if I can find a way para mapag-aaral siya in a school wherein they would get the right connections, they would have these opportunities, bakit hindi ko ibibigay sana ko yun?
True.
Diba? Yung mga ganun bagay na it's not even a case of, you know, para iaakon niya kami. Because ako, personally, tinanggap ko na sa sarili ko na habang nabubuhay ako, magtatrabaho ako. Alam mo yun?
Honestly, ako din, I'm starting to, like, alam mo, akala ko, at 30 years old, I would stop working, and I would just, like, alam mo yun, retired na ako, but, like, ngayon,
but you know, that is possible, but I think the mindset there should be, that's not the rule, that's the more the exemption than the rule. Some people are, you know, they were born with that skill that allows them to be able to access that. Some people are born into that environment wherein those connections become possible.
Mm-hmm.
And some people just have incredibly dumb luck wherein they get put into situations. Or, alam mo yun?
Mm-hmm.
The rule of life right now, it's no longer as stringent as it was years ago wherein you follow a formula and that's how you achieve success.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, because everything is very volatile na and very surprising na yung areas in which you can find success. Diba? Diba? I always like telling this story na yung pamangkin ko nung when I had to, I think I needed to install something on her phone and I had to Google it, gamit ko yung phone niya. Diba? Yung ginugoogle niya is how to be a TikTok influencer, how to be a TikTok star. Now, it's cute, no? But at the same time, when you think about it, especially ako, I work in the advertising or I work in the events industry, that is a perfectly viable way to make a living.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Diba?
So,
ano ba yung mga influencer?
Oh my God, sobra. As in, I have a friend na influencer, like 6 digits na bayad sa kanya diba? per event, ha?
And I think that's the reason why I think yung mindset natin now, you know, if we ever do become parents ourselves, na hindi, our kids need to be able, because I think tayo din, I think for the older millennials, no, for I think for a lot of older millennials, we will feel that kind of betrayal wherein when you were younger, you were always raised on the belief that you can be anything that you want. And then when you did start pursuing the things that you want,
yeah.
Suddenly that's not the case. But you're making wrong choices, diba? And now I think our generation is starting to make amends or to write that na, no, if my kids, ito yung pinili na path ng child ko, ng anak ko, then yun yung path na ipo-pursue niya. But then again, that's easier said than done because, you know, we're all talking in a bubble of theory. Hindi pa wala pa dun yung mga material conditions that will allow for that kind of ano. But I think the fact that now we're being able to talk about it openly, the fact that we're trying to imagine, I think it starts with that eh. It starts with, ganun naman lagi na de-develop ang isang ano eh, ang isang movement or isang ang pagbabago. It all starts with conversation that allows for other people to imagine. Hoping na yung ibang tao na makakarinig ng usapan ninyo will have a wider set, will have a more cogent or mas buo na perspektiba kung paano ba. Paano ba natin magagawa itong mga iniisip natin? No? Paano ba natin siya magagawang realidad? Diba? And is that something na, no, that we could reach by our generation? I don't know. I'm hoping sana
It starts. It starts with us. Kasi especially, lalo na ngayon, super open na sa TikTok na yung raise with gentle parenting. Ang daming avenues in which you can raise a child. And also, it opens yung social, lalo na yung social media, it opens your mind on how big of a responsibility it is of pag-raise ang family.
Nakakatawa, nung bata tayo, lagi tayo sinasabihan ng magulang natin, mag-ingat ka sa mga binabasa mo sa internet, mga napapanood mo sa internet. Tapos ngayon sila na yung mga gumagawa ng recommendation ng TikTok. Diba?
Sila na yung mga tipong di nag-iingat, tapos kung ano.
Tapos sabihin na, kung may sakit ako, diba? Parang kung may masakit yung chan ko, masakit yan. Oh, inumin mo to. Gawin mo to, napanood ko yan sa TikTok, parang
pag nagkasakit yung mama nyo or magulang nyo, sabi nyo kakakindi crush nyo yan.
Oo. Yun.
But yeah, I think if anything, no, the right now, what's so great about the time now is now we have so many models of success.
Yes.
Secondarily, I think now were, of course, hindi siya wala, hindi pa siya nawawala fully. But now, we're now a generation that's, I think, aware. A lot of us are aware of how, you know, the, how, I wouldn't say fail us, but yung loopholes or yung kakulangan ng pagpapalaki sa atin, which is just to say we had bad parents, but you know, they're only doing what they knew, what was working for them. No, makikita natin na, okay, so my parents did well, my parents did what they could, but now that I have the advantage na nakikita yung pagpapalaki nila sa, ito na yung gagawin ko ngayon. And I think, and I realized that one of my big realizations is, di ba, nakwenta ko yung family nung ano, ng tito ni Toto, di ba? Yung Tresemme family. They're like a Vaseline family, pero dahil sobrang social nila, sobrang yaman nila, they're a Tresemme family. Now, yung mga anak nila, yung mga pinsan ni Toto, they're really grounded kids. And they're really, and sabi ko, bakit ganun yung, paano nila naabot yung ganung ano, yung ganung type of family? And I realized it's because yung parents nila had time to be individuals before they were parents.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
No, yeah, that's nice. I think yun din yung maganda ngayon kasi mas focus na tayo sa sarili natin more than sa kung ano man yung societal pressures.
Parang inuuna muna natin yung sarili natin and then from there, pag nung sabi, okay, sa tingin ko, kilala ko na yung sarili ko enough, pwede na ako magpamilya. So, they're a family with a very distinct personality. All of them are music lovers. They're not necessarily musicians. Not all of them, but they're music lovers and it's, you know, apparent in their home. Alam mo yun, na it's interesting. What good parenting, what a good family relationship can really bring out sa, no, sa, and now, di ba? But of course, there's also the advantage na, no, di ba? They're very well off. But I think they were able to achieve that kind of, ano, because they had time to prepare themselves to establish a family. When they already had kids, you know, they had their own careers that allowed them to be able to raise a family in the way that they wanted to, no? Yun lang. At may bago tayong discovery. What do you call a Bethraki na mayaman?
Ano?
Kanya yung Bethraki.
Bethraki. Bethraki.
She's a
Bethraki. Kasi ganun yung ano, yung magkakapatid. Tatlo kasi silang girls. Tapos Bethraki silang lahat.
Oh, so like, sila yung parang ano, clean girl aesthetic, ganun.
Sobrang clean girl aesthetic nila. Na-insecure ako minsan pag tinitignan ko yung mukha nila. Tapos sabi niya, pagdating ko, bumisita ako rin sa tita, tapos pagdating ko, sinasabi ko, sinakausap niya ano, ni baby girl. Tapos sabi niya, yung guy. Sabi ko, which guy? Sabi niya, yung isa sa mga magkakapatid na may gusto sa kanila. Wait, isa sa magkakapatid na may gusto sa kanya. Parang, then I found out na tatlong magkakapatid ang pinag-aagawan siya ngayon.
Oh my God! Ano yun? What but trope?
Diba?
Ibong Adarna.
Ibong
Adarna. Diba? Tatlong magkakapatid tapos nag-aagawan sila sa ano?
Sa isa-isang prize. So, Bethraki siya. Bethraki.
Bethraki.
Anyway, ayun na, bye. Kamusta kayo sa episode natin today? Hope nag-enjoy kayo, no? At sana nagkaroon din kayo ng mga, kung baka may mga advice kayo, no, na maaaring mabigay din sa mga fellow kapitbahay natin. If you're already at that stage wherein na re-evaluate nyo na at nagkakaroon na kayo ng espasyo sa pamilya ninyo para, ano yun, para renegotiate yung roles ninyo sa pamilya ninyo. Baka may success story sa inyo na before, you know, you were the sole breadwinner, but, you know, nagkaroon bigla ng chef, you were able to na, hindi pwedeng ganito lang, hindi pwedeng ako lang yung, baka may mabigay kayo advice, kasi kami, alam niyo yun, kami ano lang eh, freewheeler kami eh. Nakuha namin ganto yung gusto namin. Sinwerte kami mga kapitbahay. Baka may mas mabibigay kayo, mas malaman na advice, mga iba natin kapitbahay who are also going through such, pinagdadaanan nila itong mga sitwasyon na to, ma-appreciate namin yan. Just use the hashtag kodako lang.
And also, kapag ni-release namin itong episode na to, I think we're going to open a discussion sa Instagram so that everybody can share and then everybody can, you know, parang may discussion sa Instagram. Let's try that and see. So, you should visit our social media accounts by then. Everything is at Kudazzers. How do you spell Kudazzers?
That's Kudazzers. So...
Yes, and we'd also like to thank our sponsor for today's episode, GoTime Bank PH. Speaking of success, thank you for being part of sa success ng aming podcast. And also sa success ng ibang tao din. So if you want to check out GoTime Bank PH's social media accounts, that's at GoTime PH.
Maraming salamat. Of course, maraming salamat din sa Podcast Network Asia sa patuloy na support nyo sa amin. Yan. And if you want to listen to other podcasts na, you know, that like Kudazzers, you know, we're also dishing out good content, just visit Podcast Network Asia's website to see our co-affiliates. Guys, visit nyo. Maraming sila. Maraming kami. Yan. Of course, pasasalamat din kay Ina ngayon na nagpapadodo na kay Duday. Ba? Break a leg, mami. Hoy, mayroon pagpadede, no?
True.
And maraming
sa na experience natin eh. Dalawa yung magpadede. In other ways, ako nagpadede. Char! Ay, sponsored episode pala to. Sensya na ako.
Why? May tanga tayo today.
Serious topic to serious.
Yeah, thank you mga at bye. Just send your messages to us. We'll be very happy to read them. And at the same time, you know, let's have a discussion. Yeah. Thank you. Again, this is Yudes.
This is Sam.
This is Natalie.
And Athena here.
And you all just listen to
The views and opinions expressed by the podcast creators, hosts, and guests do not necessarily reflect the official policy and position of Podcast Network Asia, the hosts of the program, or other programs of the network. Any content provided by the people on the podcast are of their own opinion and are not intended to malign any religion, ethnic group, club, organization, company, individual, or anyone or anything.